So, I mentioned at the beginning that I hadn't had time to prepare a paper, to write a paper. And one of the reasons for that was the preparations I was making for my forthcoming tour. So let me conclude by saying just a few words about that tour. Give a few facts, eh? With or without feeling. I shall be visiting FWO centres in the United States, in Canada. Yes, we have a centre now in Canada with two order members, Australia and New Zealand. Eh? And I shan't be going, fortunately, on my own. I shall be accompanied for the whole of the journey by Paramartha, and also for part of the journey by Manju Vajra as well. And I won't be engaging in any public activities. At least that's what I think at present. Huh? I'll just be meeting order members, mitras, and friends informally, seeing many of them, I'm sure, individually, and also doing a little sightseeing. And as far as I know, I shall be away for 6 or 7 months. And that's not without significance, because that will be the longest period for which I will have been away from the United Kingdom since the FWO was started. Now, you notice that I don't say going away from the FWO. I say going away from the United Kingdom. And I say going away from the United Kingdom and not going away from the FWO because, in a sense, I shall simply be going from one part of the FWO to another part of the same FWO. And of course, that will serve to remind me how wonderfully the FWO has grown in the course of the last 28 years. And I must admit that I sometimes ask myself how it has all happened. Sometimes it seems a bit of a miracle, yeah? Oh, yes, quite a miracle. Because I remember that first centre of ours, which I referred to this afternoon, when I was giving a few introductory remarks before the dedication ceremony. Some people may feel that I tend to harp on this a bit. Well, perhaps I do. Eh? But anyway, let me harp on it. I remember that first FWO centre, which was called the Tri Ratana Buddhist Shrine and Meditation Centre. That's what it was. And it was, of course, situated in that now classic and historical tiny basement in Great Monmouth Street in central London. And it was, well, it held at a tight squeeze about 22 people. Yeah? And that's where we started. We just had these two classes, well, one class a week to begin with, and then we had two. And of course, I remember one occasion, well, I just had one person for a particular class. I like to tell this story just to encourage perhaps order members who may get rather too easily discouraged when not too many people turn up to a class. Well, only 15 or 20, say, yeah? Well, I had that experience of just one person, turning up, yeah? So I very vividly remember that first centre. So tiny. And well, now we've got so many centres. And last but not least, we've got the new Manchester Buddhist Centre. We've got so many communities. We've got right livelihood businesses. We've got arts centres, publications. We've got a whole new Buddhist movement. And yes, as I said, now this great and splendid new Manchester Buddhist Centre. And I must incidentally congratulate all of those who were involved in its creation. Quite a large number of people seem to have been involved in the creation of the centre, order members, mitras, and friends. And it really is a magnificent achievement, and I really do rejoice in everybody's merits. Yeah?